A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, from chapter 6. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And for the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful just as God is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you, a good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." This is the word of the Lord. We listen to these words of Jesus at a time when our world is bleeding to death from the wounds of revenge. The challenge before us is, will we become a planet of enemies or a planet of family? Enemies make choices that kill and destroy in order to gain revenge and dominate. Family makes choices that support and build up so that peace and justice will abide. But it is not easy to forgive. Who of us has not had the terrible experience of being hurt by someone we love or consider a friend? It can feel like an emotional bomb exploding within us. We swing back and forth between wanting to die from the disappointment and wanting to lash out in anger. In today's first reading from Paul's letter to the Colossians, the image put forth supports this gospel call. Paul says, "Put on, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. As the Lord has forgiven you, so must you also do. And over all these, put on love, the bond of perfection. Let the peace of Christ control your hearts." Many mornings when I wake up, among my first concerns is, what am I going to put on today? My choices are usually driven by what does not have to have the wrinkles ironed out, or what will not make me look fatter. What kind of meetings do I have to attend, or who do I not want to not listen to what I have to say because I don't look important and powerful enough to be taken seriously? This morning's radio news carried the story of a mother and father who had lost their young son in the World Trade Center attack on 9/11. And instead of allowing their lives to be ripped apart by their grief and anger, they made the choice to put on the spirit of this gospel. They realized that they had the financial resources to access all the psychological support they required to help them through their terrible loss, but that many, most of the people of the world, do not. They wanted to help people who go through this kind of terrible fear and loss on an almost daily basis because of the violence that fills the world. So they decided to set up a foundation that would reach out to these most vulnerable victims and provide the culturally sensitive support that they would otherwise never be able to access. These parents refused to put on hatred and revenge and turned instead to love and service. As I heard their story, I could feel the positive energy well up in me. Jesus' words, Paul's image, and the story of these wounded parents' choice made me think and rethink what it really means to wake up and say, "What will I put on today?"